Now to a story from Japan about a lost wallet. In April, a 17-year-old high school student lost that vital possession while on the way to attend a funeral. A good Samaritan loaned him the equivalent of $800 Australian, but he left without leaving his name. But that wasn't the end of the story, as our North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer explains.
17-year-old Soma Sakamoto was on his way back to his hometown on Yonaguni Island to attend his uncle's funeral. When he arrived at Naha Airport Station in Okinawa, he realised he'd lost his wallet. He was flustered and stressed. That wallet had the 60,000 yen he needed to pay for his airfare. Seeing his trouble, a man asked him what was going on, and after hearing his story, gave him the money. Soma Sakamoto says he was so panicked at the time he didn't get his name, but he really wanted to find out who his generous benefactor was. The 17-year-old asked his school principal for advice. As a result, a local newspaper published an article in which he asked the man to come forward. 68-year-old Hiroshi Inoya, a doctor in Saitama, north of Tokyo, responded. Inoya says his colleague called him at 8:30 in the morning. He thought it was about a patient that had taken a turn for the worse. Instead, it was to tell him that he was in the news. On Tuesday this week, the pair finally met. Shaking hands in front of many news cameras, Inoya said, "Long time no see," with a wry smile, and Sakamoto thanked him for his kindness. He paid him the money back and the pair exchanged gifts. Sakamoto gave a paperweight he'd made at school inscribed with their names and the word appreciation on it. Inoya's gift to Sakamoto? Well, what else but a wallet, one that he's determined not to lose. If you lose something in Japan, there's a very high chance you'll find it again. It happened to rugby union star Matt Gitto earlier this month. He lost his wallet on a busy train, containing his passport, credit cards, and quite a bit of cash. It was returned with nothing missing, and he said on Twitter he thought someone might have actually cleaned it. A producer colleague of mine in the bureau has, on multiple occasions, left her phone in a taxi, most recently this week, and every time the driver has come back to drop it off, no payment required. So what happened to 17-year-old Soma Sakamoto's wallet? It was found at the station, of course, untouched, with all of the cash still inside.
A Japanese story there, Jake Sturmer, reporting from Tokyo.